This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. We abbreviate that with an OPP, and TAC doesn't tell us what it's about till he gets in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Karen today, and she is dealing with a divorce that's not her own.
What? Congratulations.
Karen?
Yay.
What's going on?
Okay, so my husband's best buddy, Dave, just went through a divorce. He's kind of like a brother, you know, and my husband has kind of been spending time with him, helping to get over it, adjust to the new life. He, you know, Dave's got a new apartment, and I'm thinking, wow, what a great friend my husband is. He's so, you know, he's being very compassionate and patient with him. And at first I was all good with this, you know, because that's what friends are for. But lately, my husband has been over there more and more and kind of slacking at home with some of his responsibilities. And then they're, you know, a couple nights, they're like, we're just going to go get a drink down at the bar. And then another night, it was like, oh, we're going to go to the club because it's this DJ and his other friend is there and yada, yada. And so I'm like, you know, it's not feeling so cool, and it's like they're back in college again. Like they're getting their groove on. They're getting jiggy with it.
Okay, but you have to be very honest with this if you can. Like, are you just missing him, or are you slightly suspicious of what's happening, or are you concerned? Because I've been in a divorce cluster.
Right.
It can definitely happen. Like,
what do you mean? Like it?
Like in my neighborhood. It was also COVID.
It's
right?
Like catchy.
It can like be super catchy because once you see one of your friends, like they pull a trigger.
They have taste for freedom.
Well, yeah, because then you're also like, I'm not going to be the first one. Like nobody wants to be like, oh, we're a whole group of friends and we party together. And then it's like, those guys are getting, okay, now there's cover.
I see. Yeah. And we're kinda, not blowing up the friend group. Somebody else
already
did.
Started, so now, and we just throw the take the pen out of the grenade and like go.
I see.
And there was like five or six couples who all kind of went. So which one of those are you, or is it a combination? Do you miss him or do you feel like
there's a lot of feelings. Like I have a hair of jealousy.
Okay. Thank you for being honest about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going out with the girls and going to a club or something, which, you know, that's fine once a year or twice a year. But, you know, my husband isn't single. I don't know that he should be running around like a frat boy. And, you know, I do miss him because, you know, we made a plan the other day. And then he called up and he goes, oh, listen, Dave's having a really bad day. He saw, I don't want to say her name because then some people could put it together, but he saw her out at, you know, the grocery, and now he's like going backwards a little. So then he canceled plans with me. So I felt really crummy. And there's a little part of me that's like, wait a minute, how many young, cute girls are at these clubs and these outings? And, you know, that the chances that he could maybe cheat might, you know, you can't put
chocolate. But you trust him. Don't you trust him?
I do. But if you're sitting there on a diet and there's chocolate cake in front of you for like 10 weeks in a row every day, one day you're going to eat the chocolate cake.
Okay. Great analogy in this room. Let's get some advice rolling in before we ask you more questions. 303-222-5423 is the text line. It's also the phone number. Like, should she make some demands or put some boundaries up? What? Mm-hmm. How do you get your hubby back? The thing that I'm thinking right off the bat, like, we've had stories recently about how men just don't have friends. Like,
yeah, true.
And it's like, Sarah, you, or I'm sorry, Karen, you need to realize your husband is a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, I mean.
Or is he using the cover of, well, you know, anything Dave needs, I got to drop whatever responsibility I have to help out my. And also, I don't know your husband. I'm sure you trust him. I don't want to put any thoughts in your head, Karen, but.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think Dave's trying to do when he's going out to these places?
Yeah, he needs a wingman, and he needs somebody to, you know, talk to the other girl maybe. And, you know, yeah, my husband's great and everything. And this was fine for the first 3 weeks, but now it's like turning into more and more weeks. And, you know, it's enough is enough. Like, it's like my husband's sort of giving a test run to being single again, and I don't know if I'm really digging it.
It's just he's choosing the bromance over the actual romance.
But
and
can
like,
I just say, you guys,
what?
And I'm not trying to be rude to anybody in this room, either of you or Karen. I've done the divorce thing, and even though I came in and did shows, and I was like, it's much harder than I made it look.
Mm.
And you're very, if you were like attached to your mate,
yeah,
you're effing lonely, man.
Yeah.
And it's like if your husband is the guy for him, then yeah, he's doing an amazing service for this guy. I fortunately could lean on my buddy Chad, my buddy Ben, my buddy Josh. Like, I had a few different people who would just like any given day might knock on my sliding glass door, and I'd be like, thank God.
Okay,
somebody's
so
here.
Let's get him some more friends so he's not just.
Tiak, is it
right.
that simple to just
and
get
why
more
does
friends?
It have to be the club?
That's
why
hard.
Can't they go to a movie, or why can't they go get a steak sandwich?
Because there's no girls
or like
the movie.
have a game night at home just so you still get that right. social interaction. Like, it doesn't always right. need to be the club.
Right.
But Aaron,
so that's what it's starting to be, and I don't know.
What's the best way to get over somebody?
That's false.
That is not false.
It is false.
You
from experience.
You have
that's
trophies
false.
And statues made.
And how
to
am
you
I
being
doing?
From experience, it always seemed like it would have worked.
Karen, I mean, we get it. I'm just kind of trying to.
You're right.
Play straw man. It's like it's, he is not.
He's got.
He
a good
is
friend.
Being a better friend than a husband right now. But
yeah, right.
You
right.
don't. Don't take this wrong. You don't need a great husband as bad as Dave needs a great friend.
Ugh. Okay, so how long does
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's
am
probably,
I overreacting?
No. I don't. Don't get me wrong. I don't think you're wrong. Wrong. I think we got to find a way to set up boundaries. Your husband should have done it, but he hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how do we determine when he's milking it? If he's milking it, and when he. If mm-hmm. it stops being genuine and it stops and it's like they're just running around and, you know, hey, free night out.
Because they could just go to a dive bar. But sound like when you say the word club and you're saying it more than once, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't dragging my friends. I'm not,
part
like,
of
dragging...
me wants to take Karen out and let's go see if we run into them.
That is a terrible idea.
I told you. The best way to get over someone is not getting under.
Yes, it is. Hang on, Karen. We're going to get you some advice and maybe, just maybe, get your husband back. So hang on.
I was like against the husband thing and he's just using this as an excuse until you said the friend thing because that hit me really hard. I don't have friends and he's got a they're tight.
And you've not been through divorce. I want you to stop for 1 second because it's never going to happen to you. I honestly don't.
Mm-hmm.
But who's your best friend? Every time I've asked you this, you've said the same thing.
Raj.
No.
Oh, my wife. My wife. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my wife.
Bro, if you guys got divorced.
Yeah. I don't.
Do you realize when you're not here, who are you with?
My wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Would he be around us all the time?
It would be.
Would we have to share him?
It's harder even when you hate him because you're going through a divorce, it sucks.
Yeah,
you still miss him at some
you
level.
Miss
there's a
something.
Miss.
Like, you don't miss them because you're like, you're such a bee that you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also, you're just in, especially for me, I've stayed in the house. I'm still in the house. And it's like,
different.
All the memories.
You're just bouncing off walls. And then there's, it used to have three extra people in the house. And now it's one dude for 1 week at a time. And you're just like, bing, bong, boing, bong, bing, bong, boing. It's not great.
Yeah.
So and now, you want your friends. But, and you want to get out of the house. So it's like a double-edged sword. But it's all, but it's also, bro, you are married. And you, like, how many times do you think you can go to a club before you're the next divorced guy?
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It's not a great
and
plan.
Start. Like ignoring your responsibilities at home to I'm torn.
I know I'm all over
the map. I was so against the guy and now I'm torn. I'm genuine because I don't know.
Take her out.
When how long do we let? She said it's been, I don't know, a month or a couple months. Like that's still like you're saying. I'm sure it's real fresh. This still the divorce.
And the grieving doesn't. And then you have a bad day with the divorce attorneys and you want your friend to take you out. You want to go out and you're like
yeah.
Karen needs help. Her husband is MIA because he's got a divorced buddy going through the tough times. She needs to know how to set up some boundaries. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Karen. Basically,
her husband is being a really good friend, but he's dropping the ball on the husband part.
At what... I struggle with this so hard. Okay, so just to give you the backstory, because we're going to read some of your texts and stuff here, but like, basically, her husband's friend's going through divorce, and her husband is the guy who's there for him. And while everyone was ready to crucify this guy, because you got to be a husband first, do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah, because his divorced buddies live in the divorced life. He's going out to clubs and bars and stuff, hanging out. And then her husband's like, I'll join you. Yep.
So, but if
sounds
this
good,
was you.
Count me in.
We have to suspend our disbelief here and pretend that you, that you have friends.
Yeah.
But like I do think this, and I don't know what the textures have said. I know you guys are going to read some of them, but like. I think the boundary should be set that like, hey, you can't go to clubs maybe, but as far as spending time with him, like my friends took me in.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Like, I was just at their houses all the time or they were at my house all the time. And I'm talking about my friend Ben who owns the restaurant. He's married, but he was at my house all the time.
So I think at your house is fine because it sounds like the buddy Dave.
But I had hookers over at the house too. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. But like, who, like, he's still, if the problem is he's not being a husband, neither was he. Like, what difference does it make if you're not being a husband at my house or not being a husband at the club? What's the difference?
Well, didn't you have multiple friends step up for you? So it's not like he was on duty all the time, right?
No,
he was
right,
on call.
But this guy,
they all took a night and. We didn't get any calls. But.
Do you think that they... I don't want to get down into the weeds on the patheticness that was me during my divorce, but like, do you think they communicated with each other and were like, you go tonight? I'm just like, I'm so tired.
I'll take him on Tuesday.
Do you think they did that?
No.
No, no. Not for you, boss.
Let me just delete these texts right now.
So what are people saying? Like, what is the right answer?
Someone just said, old saying, if you hang out in a barbershop, eventually you're getting a haircut. Clubs and married people don't go together.
Ooh, that's an old saying. I've never heard of it either. But I like it a lot. It makes sense.
Can I poke holes in that?
Yeah.
Is everybody, I know this is radio, but like I'm about to take my hat off.
But you still shave your head.
I can hang out in the barbershop. I mean, that's.
Well, and to be fair, I hang out in clubs a lot too.
Because
I'm working. I'm DJing.
You're not hanging out with your friends there.
That's true.
I can honestly tell you, I did a Friday night gig every moment, every Friday for like 2 or 3 years of my marriage and never got a haircut.
Your wife was your priority. Yes, you had work.
She wasn't, not during those 3 or 4 hours. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't...
Yes, but you were making the money to bring back to her. Like, that's what I view it as. It's like, I'm there at work to make money for my family. Like, so they are still the priority.
Okay.
In that way. But one person said, I wanted to ask you, they said that Karen should go and check in with the divorced friend, like, go with the husband to hang out kind of together, see what's going on. But I want to ask you, when you were going through it,
no,
you wouldn't want you wouldn't want to see a happy couple there talking about how
happy they are. I don't
want to
make this all about me. No, it is kind of weird, but like, like my buddy Mark would come hang out with me, or my buddy Chad. Mark is happily married to Alice. Chad is happily married to Stacy. But like, I remember going to Chad and Stacy's house one time, and I was just engulfed in the happiness of their marriage.
It's a good one.
Just so mad at my marriage not being together anymore.
Well, what if Stacy would have reached out to you separately and said, hey, let's, you and me, one-on-one. That way she could get an idea of where you're at. That way she could figure out if you're lying.
No, I don't think.
Yeah. How do you pair them off separately? Yeah.
I don't know.
Prisoner's dilemma.
I think the worst thing in the world for me going through my divorce would have been to spend time with you and AHAC. Because like, your marriage is so sickeningly Hallmark movie amounts of perfect.
Aw, thank you.
That's not a compliment.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.